Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Farah Fortune joins us in studio now. She is known as the Pitbull in Heels and is a businesswoman, entrepreneur, publicist, like extraordinaire. But she's also got a baie sagte hart. And she is here to talk about a new book called TD Talks Periods. Welcome to The Drive with Robin Ross, Farah.
Thank you so much for having me on your new show, guys. I'm so excited.
We're so excited.
So are we.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
So TD Talks Periods is a book to talk about menstruation periods to young people.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, because obviously this is something that I have nothing to do with and I've never experienced. I imagine the first time it happens must be incredibly stressful.
It is. I mean, if you've not had that conversation with someone as a young woman, I mean, just to give you an idea, originally when we started writing this book, I don't know, maybe Roz, you know, or even you, Rob, we follow each other on Twitter. So it must have been just over a year ago. And I asked a question and I got over 3,000 replies. And the question was, what was the first thing the woman in the family said to you when you got your period? And 90%, so 90 to 92% of those answers were, don't get pregnant, don't guess boys. That was literally what we were being told. And that's so scary. Imagine telling an 11 or a 10-year-old who's never understood or even had the conversation about sex, and you're telling them, don't get pregnant. That's so scary. So for us, it was so important to make sure that we wrote this book to get those misconceptions out of the way.
And sanitary and female kind of well-being is something that is really close to your heart. You actually started an organization called the Pad Run, and that kind of ties in with the book as well. Tell us about that connection.
Okay, so the Pad Run was something I started almost 3 years ago now. It was really, you know, every year for my birthday, I'd pretty much say to my friends, please can you buy sanitary towels or toothbrushes, and I'd go and give it to girls' homes. But during the pandemic, one thing I noticed was a lot of the NPOs were unable or were unwilling to go into certain areas during the height of the pandemic in 2020. And I kept getting messages, please can you help me buy pads, please can you, because I'm quite vocal. I was always quite vocal about menstruation on social media. And I realized we had a problem. So I asked everybody on social media, please can you donate like 100 rand or whatever you can. And I really, for my birthday, just want to do a donation drive of sanitary pads. And we were able to raise 100,000 rand.
Wow.
And with that 100,000 rand, we were able to buy 10,000 packs of pads that we were able to distribute in Kimberley, Cape Town, and... Kimberley, Cape Town, and no, we didn't do Durban. I think it was Bloem. But anyway, it was three. And Johannesburg. We did five sites in Johannesburg. And it was so amazing. But one thing I realized was we have a problem. We have a serious problem of young girls who do not have access to sanitary wear. And that's how the Pad Run was born. The great thing about the Pad Run, it opened up so many doors. And I also kind of went back to school just to kind of learn, you know, from a health perspective. How is it my body works? You know, I needed to answer these questions these young girls were asking me, not just from what I knew. And I went and I got a certificate in health, and I also did another one with health and body. And then I did, I'm actually currently doing another one just on understanding how your body works from a child's perspective, just to understand how children see that. So that's how the NPO was started. I seen this huge problem when I was giving pads to 10 and 11 year old pregnant girls. That's when I was like, we have a problem. Decided, okay, we need to do something about this. I know Kanya was also very involved with kids. She's a pediatrician intern. And I called her up one day and I said, I know we don't know each other that well, but this is really, really close to my heart. And I really need someone to help me write this book because I need the medical aspect. I'm not a doctor. I don't understand that. And literally after a 10-minute conversation, she said, I'm in, let's do this. We had a meeting and we were like, we need someone who speaks to children and understands children from their perspective. And she said, oh, I have a friend, she has a degree in psychology and she's a teacher, let's try and breath. And that's how Tanda was roped in. And we literally wrote this book over Zoom because we were also, this was just over a year ago, so we were still in the heights of a pandemic. We were still under lockdown and curfews. And we wrote this book, you know, we had meetings every couple of days and we wrote this book over Zoom. And that's how the book was done.
That's absolutely incredible. You also kind of downplay a lot of your achievements, but I think your achievements tie into what you're trying to do with the message that you're trying to spread, especially in terms of period poverty and people learning about their bodies and how they work.
Yes.
But you actually have been awarded something by the UN.
Yes.
Tell us something a little bit more about that, because that's major and you never really speak about it. And it's also to do with women.
Yes, it is. It was. I do a lot of work within the woman empowerment field. And I guess I don't speak about it a lot because I am a doer. I want to see the results of change rather than, oh, this award was great. And yes, the award was amazing. I got to go to the UN and you know, we had this private tour there. I felt so special. I was like, oh my gosh, my little colored mom would see me now. You know, and it was so amazing to have access and open those doors. And yeah. The award was amazing, but it's really in the work of woman empowerment that I do. So I've been very lucky to work in that field and empower other young women. And I've also been extremely privileged to be flown around the world to talk about the work that I do with young women. So this is just kind of an extension of what I really want to do. Because one day, Roz, I'm going to be in the UN. I'm going to be working there, like somehow in health aspect. I'm going to be there and I'm going to be changing the world. Not right now, but we're getting there.
You've been there already. They just need to give you an access card. Then you're done.
That's it. They just need to do that.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.